Back in 2019, Tulsi Gabbard was a Democrat selling T-shirts with the message, "No War with Iran." Now, serving as President Donald Trump's Director of National Intelligence, she's defending Trump's war. She testified at a hearing of the Senate Intelligence Committee, giving the opinions of the Intelligence Community, or IC.
The IC assesses the regime in Iran appears to be intact but largely degraded due to attacks on its leadership and military capabilities. Its conventional military power projection capabilities have largely been destroyed, leaving limited options. Iran's strategic position has been significantly degraded.
Gabbard was joined at the hearing by the directors of the CIA and the FBI. Independent Senator Angus King of Vermont questioned CIA Director John Ratcliffe about what King called an apparent discrepancy between what the intelligence community reports and what Trump has said about the war.
Senator Wyden read the report from a year ago that strikes against neighboring states and action to close the Strait of Hormuz was predicted by the intelligence community. And yet the president says nobody knew. And my question is, did you tell him? Anybody want to answer that question?
Senator, I'll answer the question. So with regard to briefings, the president gets briefings constantly about intelligence. Now, the comments that you talked about, I had not heard.
FBI Director Kash Patel also testified at the hearing, but most of the questioning focused on Ratcliffe and especially Gabbard. Democrats wanted to know what intelligence officials told Trump about the aftermath of attacking Iran. Democrat Mark Warner is the committee's vice chair.
Did you brief the president if he starts a war of choice that the likely result would be that Iran would strike adjacent Gulf nations and close the Strait of Hormuz? Did you brief him on those two facts that I think have been consistently the assumptions of the intelligence community?
I have not and won't divulge internal conversations. I will say that those of us within the intelligence community continue to provide the president with all of the best objective intelligence available to inform his decisions.
Democrat John Ossoff of Georgia questioned Gabbard about the justifications for going to war, in particular, whether Iran posed a nuclear threat to the U.S.
Was it the assessment of the intelligence community that there was a, quote, imminent nuclear threat posed by the Iranian regime, yes or no?
Senator, the only person who can determine what is and is not an imminent threat is the president.
False. This is the worldwide threats hearing where you present to Congress national intelligence, timely, objective, and independent of political considerations.
After repeated attempts to get an answer about the IC's assessment, Ossoff told Gabbard, "You won't answer the question."
You're here to be timely, objective, and independent of political considerations.
Exactly what I'm doing.
No, you're evading a question because to provide a candid response to the committee would contradict a statement from the White House.
The grilling comes at a fraught time for Gabbard, coming after the sudden resignation of Joe Kent, the director of the National Counterterrorism Center, who said in his resignation letter he cannot in good conscience support the ongoing war in Iran. Conservative commentator Laura Loomer wrote on social media, "I predict that Tulsi Gabbard will resign next." Over at the White House, a reporter asked White House spokesperson Karoline Leavitt whether Gabbard's job is in jeopardy. Leavitt's answer was less than a vote of confidence.
Not to my knowledge. I haven't heard the president say that, nor have I heard him say that. So obviously that's a question for him, but I haven't heard him say that at all.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.